Hey there, it's Derry from Honeymoon Suite, people, and you are watching CMS TV.
What is up, everybody? Welcome back once again to another edition of Chris Aiken Presents. This dude here, Chris Aiken, that dude over there, that's the mighty Eric Ferrantinos, who's joining us from the bottom of the ocean, it looks like. What's going on, sir?
I'm glad we worked out the internet problems.
Yeah, there's no internet underwater, as we just found out. Now, I hope that this is not a sign that you're under attack from the weather and you're getting, 30-foot waves hitting there at the Beach Mansion West.
No, it's fortunately not. In fact, there's been some pretty awesome low tides happening where I've been able to, like, really walk out there far and... ended up doing another episode of Sea Glass Hunters.
That's right. I saw that. I see you. I'm going to say this. For a dollar, you're definitely giving the people at least $3 worth. I mean, you're out there every single day and cool shit happening on your channel, to say the least. You're doing way... I'm going to be honest, dude. And you know this. There's a bunch of people that do these types of pages for themselves, and they charge $1, $2, $5, whatever it is, and they do the bare fucking minimum. They promise people, well, we'll do a show every month or whatever, and they do like one show 10 minutes long, and they take your money. You're out there damn near every day posting pictures and videos and shows and everything else for a fucking dollar.
Exactamundo, Chris. It's a good deal. And there's three shows happening right now. There's Tripping Out with Eric Ferrantinos, where I just go to cool vintage shops and antique stores and just kind of do a tour of the place and show what they have and joke about a few items, of course. But put together a legit show that you can watch on my page. Obviously, I have my regular Facebook that's got the 7,000 followers. I'm getting the subscriber page going, and that's the one that Chris is referring to. That's only a dollar. It's only a dollar a month, and it's just a token gesture, really. You know.
Yeah.
But there's going to be the Tripping Out show, and then there's Cooking with Stoic Steve. Right.
Right. Right.
So the cooking show, and then we have Sea Glass Hunters, where I go out on the beach. Mostly looking for sea glass, but whatever I find, I stop. And now I'm upgrading, like making it an educational show where if I find a shell that I take, I do put a little caption of what it is. Like, okay. I actually take the time to look it up. I want to learn what it is, because I've just been done with that. I go to the beach. Oh, shell. I mean, I know what a sand dollar is. I know what a clam shell is, but that's about it. Right?
Here's a snail shell. That's about as far as I could go with any of that stuff. But
right. So I thought, hey, why don't we all learn something while we're here? I'm going to learn. You got everybody else will learn with me. And I know it's kind of silly, and maybe people even think it's a little dumb, but I do it for fun. What I'm finding is there's a lot of people that are just like me, and they love that stuff too.
Hell yeah.
It maybe isn't for everybody, but for the people that like it, I'm doing it for you, for us. And there's going to be something for everybody. And for the people that just want music, there's going to be more of that too. Like we're heading to Texas in a few weeks. I'll have some footage from there. I'll be doing some guitar stuff here in the studio. Very cool. I'll also be giving like behind the scenes of music I'll be coming up with for Piercy. And just how I produce that, and
sure,
little insights on it. So they're definitely going to be a dollar's worth. But I'm really appreciative of even like the first like 20 people that like signed up right away. I did a live shout out, sunset shout out with these folks.
Which was pretty cool. Look at you.
Mm-hmm. I went out, and that was the first time I tried using Susan's internet, which is much better than my internet.
Than your internet.
Yeah. Her box is over by the sliding door area by the patio. So I was like, I went out on the patio and I told my subscribers, hey, whatever questions you have for me, I'll answer them. And a couple of them had questions. I answered them. I gave the shout outs they requested and they dug it. We watched the sunset. I let them watch the sunset with me.
Nice.
And that was it. So I'll probably do something like that, you know, a couple times a month as well. Give everybody a chance to have me give them a shout out. But fun stuff, Chris. And I'm stoked you're a member.
I am. I was one of the first, 10, I think. You said you were doing it. I couldn't sign up fast enough. I was like, I'm in. I got to see what Eric's doing. If for nothing else, I got to keep up with you. That's right. And I'll tell you what, dude, and this is, forget the fact that it's your page, just in general, the way TV is changing these days, there's a desperate need of entertainment. I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to absolutely hammer one company in particular. These assholes at Paramount Plus. So I decided over the weekend, I'm bored. As bored as I can be, being as busy as I am. But I'm definitely bored with TV. I can't find anything I want to watch. I'm a bit of a sports guy. I haven't watched any live sports, basically since football ended. So I'm a little bit bored right now, okay? And I decided, for the first time in 30 years, I am going to watch March Madness. I'm going to dig in. I'm going to watch some basketball. I'm going to do this. So over the weekend, I think it was Friday, there was like all the conference championships. Now, I'm going to tell you up front, I know dick about basketball. I mean, I don't know anything. I even after watching some, I can't name one player. I don't know anything about college basketball. Don't know who's good, don't know who's bad, whatever. So I thought this might be good to kill a week to kind of learn something that I don't know and go into it without a rooting interest and maybe just enjoy it, right?
Mm-hmm.
No. I was so put off by Paramount Plus within 10 minutes that I'm now not going to watch the fucking March Madness. I'm not going to watch it. Because they can't help themselves with their greed on taking money from these politicians. Every two seconds. Hey, I'm Bernie Marino, and this side sucks ass, and these guys want to kill your children, and I don't want to kill your children. And then the very next commercial is Bernie Marino lies about killing children. You know, I mean, it's just like, what the hell? And it's endless.
On a pay channel.
Yeah. I pay for Paramount Plus, and I was tuned into whatever it was, SEC Championship or whatever. Now, I knew that there was going to be commercials in it. I didn't realize how many. Some of these commercial breaks are 5 minutes long. 5 minutes long. And I'm paying Paramount Plus $15 a month or $20 a month, whatever. I don't even know what it costs. Whatever it costs, I'm paying it, and I'm getting loaded with stuff that makes me hate them and hate their programming. And now March Madness is a pretty big deal, right? I mean, that's...
Even I know Susan was asking about it. Susan's like, has an interest in March Madness. She has like a secret basketball thing. Even at my old place, we had this like post-apocalyptic basketball court that the cement was all broken and stuff. And nice. You had to be careful where you went, but it had a couple hoops. And I'm the worst at sports. I'm the worst. And I go, hey, it was like really hot in the summer and we just want to get out of my place. I'm like, let's go shoot some hoops. Let's go play horse or whatever. So we walk over there, trip over there. I can't make one basket the entire time. And she's just hitting swoosh after swoosh after swoosh.
Right.
And I go, what's going on? Were you like a basketball player or something? And like, it did turn out she had played or something in high school. Right. And like her daughter had played and she helped with the team or something. And she's actually pretty good. But she was talking about watching it. I'm okay with that. I don't mind when sports games are on in the background or whatever.
I mean, yeah. I mean, dude, you don't. Let's take sports out of it for a minute. If it was movies, if it was TV, if it was just regular a TV show that you like, and every 15 minutes you were interrupted with 3 to 5 minutes of political ads, would you keep watching it or would you turn it the fuck off?
No, that's weird. And I will interject that our buddy Donnie Donowitz made like a actual thing for my subscriber thing. It says Eric Fiorentino's Plus. Which remind me of the Paramount Plus. And there's no commercials there. And I wouldn't take any dirty politician's money. I don't want
Well, that's
money.
This is what I'm saying. The market is more open than ever for independent content because mm-hmm. the commercial content absolutely sucks now.
Right.
They ruin everything with their greed. Yes. And I'm really, really, you know, I know everybody knows I follow the TV stuff a lot. Mm-hmm. And they're all crazy with their pricing now. You know, yeah. the cord cutting that was there to save money no longer saves any money. Mm-hmm. And they're making it, you know, even Netflix. Netflix has commercials now. Netflix. Wasn't that why we all signed up for Netflix in the first place? To not have commercials?
Right.
That was why we signed up, and now it's like you can have no commercials, but it's $15 a month, or if you just take the ads, it's $6.
It's investors, like, right? It's trying to appease the investors with turning profits.
It's all money, and I've studied it because I couldn't figure out, but I got it now. They want you to sign up for the cheap plan with the advertising in it. Because, like Netflix, we'll use Netflix as an example. I believe it's $6.99 for the ad supported plan, and I think it's $15 or $15.99 for the no ads. That's like a you lot. Can choose. It's a lot, but most people, when you hear that, if you're a fan of Stranger Things or something, and a new season yeah. comes out, you'll pay the $6.99 for the ad supported, right?
Yeah.
Well, with the ads, I've watched a zillion videos on this. With the ads running, what they charge back to the advertisers makes your account worth about $40 a month to them. So they want you to decide. They want you to take an inferior product so they can make more money off of you. It really, really blows. And whichever side you choose, you take it right in the dumper. You get just drilled in the ass by these companies. You can either have commercials and make it a less fun experience to watch that movie or that TV show, or you can pay three times almost as much to right. not have the commercials.
No, Eric Fiorentino's Plus, there's going to be no butt thumping. There's going to be no ass drilling. It's exit only series.
There you go. Perfect. And it's fun. That's my whole right. point to this is that your channel is fun.
And we're going to have more fun because I want to do the streaming thing with Chris where he comes on and we riff at least once a month.
Absolutely.
The movie thing. I think the subscriber thing will work. Now that I'm seeing I can be in either room, we'll see, because that if I could use green screens, I might be able. That might be funnier. I'm just thinking out loud. But yeah. I was prepared to do the show and in there, which I could still do. I'm thinking like I take another phone and just put it up on the TV.
Just do another connection. Sure. Mm-hmm. Well, if me and you do it too, dude, I can. I mean, we could set it up so that you can broadcast to your Facebook.
Okay.
We can definitely do that. So we could do it just like this, and you could broadcast to your Facebook.
All right, let's just do that because that way we'll have the familiarity.
Yeah, and if you want to take a third, like a phone or something, to show scenery or something, you could do that too. Set up a phone on the balcony or something, and just have
right.
We'll have a third window with the sunset or something.
It allows you to have a third person in the thing. Okay. And you can't even have different people come in too. So if sure. there's actually people you wanted to bring in, but haven't you guys tried that at some point where you were bringing in people and did you ever do that for the CMS or anything?
Well, we always have. We had guests. We had a guest this weekend, actually.
I'm talking about fans, like just not actual.
Oh, we've done that. Yeah, it's doable. I know with StreamYard, and again, if we do it through StreamYard, we can have up to 10 people. So you could have like, you know, your top 10 fans.
That would be all the subscribers I have.
Well, but that'd be all right. That'd be a hangout.
No, there's already like 20, which I was surprised at that because I had just thrown this together and I know it's going to take some time to build it up. I was only going to release stuff through there, but as you were saying, most people only put one thing on a month. I'm almost going too hard. I got to go, whoa, back it off because I'll run out of stuff. You know what I mean? So what I was thinking is, you know, each of the series I do, I'll make sure to release a couple episodes a month and then I'll probably switch it up. Like, oh, this one's be on the subscriber page. The next one won't be. This one is, the next one won't be until people start getting into it and they want to see more of them. And they'll start little by little, just supporting me just to be nice, you know, cause of who I am and not necessarily cause it's another thing to subscribe to. It's just to, directly support an artist. That's it.
Well, that's it. And it's, you know, and again, I don't think I'm learning more and more about this. It took me forever. Quite honestly, it took our friend Bob Nalbandian, our late friend Bob Nalbandian, hounding me for at least 3 years to ever accept a penny. I just was against it. I was totally against it. And now that I'm doing it with our locals page, I understand the value. You know, I understand that it's, you know, it's at least with our local, with the locals page we have, it's people that want a little bit of extra stuff. They want the interaction with pretty much me because Neely's really not in there a whole bunch, but you know, they want the interaction with, and they want to talk about different stuff. And I post at least something every single day on our locals page every day. And I'll put this up on the screen since we're talking about, since we're shilling in this segment, I will shill a little bit myself on Thursday. Neely and I will be doing a watch along of the Netflix special of the ungodly, unfunny Hannah Gadsby. So if you want to hear us just absolutely ripping on Hannah Gadsby's comedy special in real time, join us over on Locals, classicmetalshow.locals.com. So there you go.
Nice.
But it's only going to be for the local subscribers. And it's, you know, anybody that's subscribed over there, it's going to be probably me and Neely doing, I don't know, 2 hours, two and a half hours, like a long special. You know, I mean, that's a pretty good, that all by itself is worth $5. No?
Sure, definitely. I mean, for us, it'll be like, pretty much an extra Chris Aiken Presents episode.
Absolutely.
But in an 80s fashion where we could just make fun of stuff and just let people watch it with us. Just because I'm somebody who talks through movies anyway, so this is the perfect
platform. Well, we could definitely, I've got the movie. If you like horror movies, right?
Yes, I was thinking this maybe should be horror based.
Well, I've got the movie for you. I don't know if I talked about this on the air or just with people, but I encountered a movie called 13 Fanboy. Have you seen this movie yet?
No.
This movie is, do you remember the Freddy Krueger movie on The New Nightmare where they tried to base it in reality, like the, with the real people from the movies?
Yes.
It's that with the Jason Voorhees. Except it's nowhere near done as well. And I mean, it's tragically bad. We could do that one, or I have another one that I'll offer up as well. Only, though, the rules to that one would be you and I both have to be really stoned. Because this would make it really... There's a movie out there called Llamageddon.
Okay.
It's about a llama that got sent to space, but his spaceship fucked up and he crashed back to Earth. But he got radiation poisoning while he was in space. So then he goes off with his radiation poisoning, killing people in some small town.
That sounds kind of more interesting, right? In a way.
Yeah, I dude, it's
Llamageddon could be awesome. Let's do that one. You've already put more effort into this than me.
Yeah. But we have to do it stoned.
Oh, I don't know, man.
Yeah, I know. It's hard to convince you to smoke pot. I know. I will get my hands on some gummies or fill my vape pen or something, and we'll get stoned and watch this thing. That would be a lot of fun, actually.
I think it is going to be a lot of fun, and get a lot of our watchers to head over there to check it out. Let's schedule it now so we can at least start. I can start promoting it,
dude. I can do it whenever you want to. As long pick a Thursday. Thursdays are generally and not this one because I'm doing the Hannah Gadsby one. But
right, like a week from Thursday. What day?
Yeah,
is that?
I can do that. Well, today's the 18th, 19, 20, 21, 22. So 22 and 7 is 29th.
Okay. So the 29th, we'll do our first streaming on my subscribers page, Llamageddon.
Yeah, we'll do Llamageddon. I got to figure out which thing that's on, but we'll figure it out.
Awesome.
We'll make it work. We will make it work. That sounds fun, man.
Yep.
Well, dude, let's dig into some musical type stuff here and give people a little something of what they actually came for instead of me and you just having a fucking business meeting. Right. I wanted to talk a little bit about live music, live albums. I saw today, I'm not going to put the article up because I'm not going to read from it, but I saw that Charlie from Anthrax said that the Pantera, whatever Pantera is today, which I went and saw, so I'm not a hypocrite saying it sucks or it's bad or it's fake or any of that stuff. It's just whatever Pantera is today are talking about releasing a live album of this current tour. So it brings me to my question, and this goes to you as a studio guy / performer. Do we need live albums anymore? Is there a need for it anymore? And if you did, and if your answer is yes, would you, as a producer guy and as the guy, you know, that works a lot with Matt, If the Piercy band decided to do one, and this is a fictional example, but if the Piercy band decided to do one, would it be truly live? Would it be recorded live and then fixed? Would it be done in a studio and then find a way to put sound into it, a la Kiss? what do you think you would want to do, and what do you think would work for fans?
They're a pretty tight band. I think that they would be able to record a live show properly. And if somebody needed to fix something, they would probably just bring them in the studio and fix it. I've never had any of my stuff fixed in any of the Piercy live stuff that he's put out. The first thing he ever did was an acoustic thing called Stripped. And my recollection of that, and this was a long time ago. This was probably, almost 20 years ago. Yeah, they actually... they had a truck outside to do like a real recording, and they had a bunch of cables and stuff going from the truck inside the place. It's the first time I had ever done anything like that. And I had the shittiest acoustic guitar back then too. It was like an Epiphone acoustic you would get for like $100. Anyways, but we did it. I think somebody might've had to go in and fix something. Chuck Wright maybe did something different, but I go, hey, man, did you listen to it? Do I need to fix anything? And he said, oh, I don't think you need to. It sounds okay. And I was like, all right, because that would have required me driving all the way up to Hollywood or whatever to do it. And at the time, I didn't want to. But anyways, where else have we done some stuff? We've done some pay-per-view stuff in the last 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
We're at the Whiskey.
Yeah, I remember you did the Whiskey, yeah.
Yeah, I think there's been like two different times. That first time, I didn't redo anything. I wish I had a better tone that night. That was one of the first times I worked with like a fake amp going into an amp, and I've realized I kind of didn't do that quite the right way. It was a little oversaturated, but I didn't fix anything on there either, so any mistakes I made are just up there. I know some, I think the bass player, I don't want to name names, that we had at the time, I think had to go and like redo all his shit. At least he was able to, you know.
Sure.
That's about it. So that is a reality. Sometimes somebody needs to go in and fix something, and it can be done.
Right.
in a way that you don't notice it. But why not? And also, that's another way to oblige a record contract, you know, when they're like, hey, you need to give us a certain amount of albums. The mm-hmm. live album's like a kind of easy way to give them that album that they were looking for. And it's sure. re-recordings of the hits, so.
Do you think, though, for fans, from a fan perspective, that it's necessary now, with especially with YouTube? You know, I mean, if I want to know what your band sounds like, or if I want to know what Pantera sounds like, or Metallica, or whatever, I'm two clicks away on YouTube.
But that's terrible quality in most cases. I mean, it really is, to where yeah. if they're releasing it officially, you're not going to like, it's not going to get to the chorus and you're going to hear a guy going, "Back for me," you know, because his phone's right here. You know what I right. mean? Like, I'm so tired of that. Like, it's common that most fans don't know the verses, but right. a lot of them know the choruses. So you're thinking you're about to see a good video somebody got of you, and then it gets right. to that chorus, and you just hear the guy who's filming it start singing out of key, and it's like a Shreds video. I don't know if you've ever watched any of the yes. Shreds videos where they replace mm-hmm. the audio with and make a joke out of it. That's kind of what it's like, and it's annoying. So I could see where they would want a legit live thing out there that they controlled, you know, that would represent them the way they should be represented. I don't think it's cool that people are able to so easily throw their shit up there in full length. I'm seeing a lot of people recently doing it where they're filming an entire live show, breaking it into 12 songs, and then putting it on their channel. And it's like, wow, okay. You know, that's not too cool.
Can you guys knock that down? Like, could you literally say, hey, that's bullshit, and get them to fix it or take it down?
I think so. I mean, but usually that's a team of people that work for a label. Usually when like a band's still profitable and happening, they do have a team of people that are
right.
keeping the image good and making people take that stuff down. But as you lose that team of people over the years and you start handling things yourself, it's just one of those things. I would say most artists that are past their heyday just kind of let it ride, you know, and they're not even performing that much.
Right. And there's probably something to the effect too of, if you're a band guy, whoever the band is, you don't want to be that guy. You don't want to be the guy that pisses off clearly a fan, you know, by taking down his YouTube channel or something. You know, you right. don't want to be that, because then you lose a paying customer. It's on some level, you lose somebody that's paying for a ticket, probably bought a t-shirt as well. You know, you're mm-hmm. losing $100 plus all the shit talk that he's going to do on right. his Facebook page or his Instagram, saying, oh my God, that guy from Anthrax took down my video. He's a fucking asshole. You know,
right. There's that the too. Way that the algorithms are working nowadays, like the people that don't have a lot of followers, their stuff's not really getting seen that much anyway. So you don't have to flip out that much about it, you know, as far as when they do it. But I have noticed some aspiring, you know, rock magazines and stuff starting to do it, where that's just full blown bootlegging the show and putting it mm-hmm. up to promote your page. And I don't know, you're not doing the band any favors with that. I mean, I showed a couple things on my subscriber page when I was on the cruise. Like, I was at the Debbie Gibson show, and I showed like a part of a verse and part of a chorus of Shake Your Love.
And yeah, I saw that. Yeah, I did see that. And boy, Debbie looked damn good. Just as a side note, she looks damn good for somebody that's my age.
Right.
Jeez, oh man.
But I wouldn't sit there like bootlegging her whole show to put it up to help get my minutes on whatever. I mean, that's yeah. not cool to do.
No, well, and dude, this today, I believe, and I mean, you're in the game, so you tell me if you think this or not. I think what they do today with the video, especially with the videos, first of all, if you're going to be polite, I don't think anybody has an issue. If you're going to shoot a minute, 90 seconds of your favorite tune, okay. I think that's probably okay, even with you guys, yes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course.
But I honestly think even a whole song is too much, because it is bad quality. It never reflects well on the band. Never. Even if you guys, like, you know damn well when you sound good versus when you don't sound good.
Right.
But you take out the amplification and just get that raw sound from a speaker that's that big, it's just going to sound like shit. It's always going to, because what does it do? It strips out that amplification, that bigness,
right,
to where all you get is that raw shit sound, and it makes people have a worse impression of what the shows are.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's also caused bands to have to rely on tracks too for that reason. They're like, gosh, everybody saw, anybody ever saw us, they wouldn't buy our record, you know. So it's freaked them out so much that I think that's what the catalyst was for people blowing so many tracks, was the whole YouTube thing, if you think about it.
Yeah. What about, this is just another random thought that I've had. What do you think about making, if it's not on an official channel, if it's not on Stephen Piercy's channel, if it's not on your channel as a member of the band, if it's not on Frontiers Records channel, if it's just some fucking schmo, just some guy, have their videos expire at a certain amount of time. There's no reason to have this guy's video that went to a show 14 years ago on YouTube. There's no reason for it.
I don't know. An archival purpose, I guess, to be able to people to dig back when they're just looking for stuff.
I guess, but I always think that it just is a bad representation of, again, you personally as a band, and anybody that is a musician is trying to sell tickets and shirts, and you know, I mean, that's what the business is. And if people are watching some video from 15 years ago and then they go see you today, well, that's not quite what you're getting now. But they don't know. I mean, honestly, dude, whoever the last music video is that you watched, live music video that you watched on YouTube, do you know if it was current or it was 5 years ago or it was 8 years ago or if it was 20 years ago? Probably not.
Yeah, you have to look at the date to see for sure. Yeah, you don't know. I mean, you see how people look different. You're like, oh, well, that guy's looking pretty young there. This must have been from the 90s or something.
You assume that. You assume that, but if you're not one of us that's in the business, if you're just a casual, if you're that casual guy that looks up a Bon Jovi video and sees a video from the day Phil X joined the band, you know, and then you go and you're like, all right, I guess it is worth $250 to go see Bon Jovi one more time. And then you go and you get John Bon Jovi sounding like he does today. You're going to be really disappointed. You're going to be really upset by that performance. And that's why I'm saying, if Bon Jovi controlled his catalog, just using him as an example, if he controlled what official videos were on his channel, well, then it's on him for the disappointment. But right now, Bill in Utah can literally change how a band is perceived because of what they put on YouTube. That doesn't seem right to me.
That's true. I mean, they are trying to clamp down on most people, the content they put out, the algorithms. We know how harsh they're getting playing music. It doesn't recognize when you're playing the song poorly. You know, right? But again, I mean, it seems like we know for a fact they're not letting people have the visibility. So maybe that's a good thing in some cases, that, you know, any Joe can't just put up your thing and have like a ton of views. However, I do see it. I do see where there's people that have put up Stephen Piercy live videos and it has over 50,000 hits or views on it. But even then, it'll stop. Like, they have a way of just making sure no more than 50,000. It just stopped right at 50,000, but it does. They just have some kind of weird control on it. And another thing I'll say is, and this was with the expiration you were talking about, certainly they're not profiting past like a month, I don't think, in a lot of ways. Like with Facebook, for example, I think it's like on a monthly basis what you can accrue. I think the most you can accrue from them is like $55,000 in a month.
Okay.
It's a good amount. I mean,
it's a good amount of money. I was gonna say, I'm sure you wouldn't be upset if you were accruing $55,000 a month, would you?
No, as of right now, it's probably $50 a month. You know, at this point,
right?
But I'm hoping to change that. I mean, it's realistic that if I keep trying to put out good stuff and they're interested in it and they become fans of it personally, that they're not going to see the big deal and give them the dollar. And if I have 7,000 Facebook followers, if everybody was actually paying a dollar, which we know they won't, but if they were, that would be a life-changing amount, you know?
Yeah.
And certainly an obligation to continue to give them the best of what I could give.
Sure.
You know,
I just hate thinking to do it. I know I'm being a negative Nelly here on this stuff, but I hate thinking that you personally are competing with some other asshole at some show putting up video of you playing.
Mm-hmm.
And that sucks. I do deal with it.
There's other people that have shows that follow me around. You know what I mean? That are making money that I don't. Yeah. That way more money than I ever got. Making the Stephen Piercy records, you know what I mean? I made a few thousand dollars, you know, doing those, but it's not something that those paychecks stopped, you know. Right. I don't know where that is. So now, like, I can't cry about it and wait around. I have to live in the now and I have to take care of myself. So I'm trying all different kinds of stuff, and some of it's stupid, some of it's not, some of it has potential. I actually found a way to like pull up all these old song ideas that I had. I have so many like demos. It's all different kinds of music. Right. And I don't know what to do with it because none of it would work with Piercy. And I don't know if I would go out as an artist and, you know, perform it. But it still came out of me and it was good stuff. So I, like on this episode of Sea Glass Hunters, I was able to pull out like three different tunes that were just sitting around from like 4 or 5 years ago. I didn't even do much with it. I just threw them in there.
Right.
But it worked. I go, oh, so there was a reason I made this stuff here. It'll be the soundtrack to my productions I used.
There you go. Perfect. Very good. Well, I'll tell you what, dude, let's do this. Let's take a quick break. We're gonna chat with Derry from the band Honeymoon Suite. They're still around, if you can believe that.
I've got a new girl now, and she's a lot like you. Just like you! Bow, down, down. Love that.
Believe it or not, I believe it's all original guys, or most of the original guys in the band. That's fantastic. They have a new album called Alive. And we will talk to Derry from Honeymoon Suite here in just a minute. And then you and I will come back and we will talk about some more stuff. So hang tight. It's Chris and Eric. It is Chris Akin Presents.
You see all the commercials for online gambling, but you're afraid to try them because you just don't want to lose, right? Well, play with the house's money. Right now, sign up with FanDuel at fanduel.cnspn.com and get $15 of free bets just for using our link. Sign up today at fanduel.cnspn.com and get $15 worth of bets on FanDuel. Be responsible and play today. FanDuel.